How are you? How was your weekend? I hope it is great. I hope you are saying nice things back to me in the radio. It's 13 minutes past 9 o'clock. Good morning and welcome. It is Tuesday, the 28th of May, and it's a rainy Tuesday. We are thrilled to have you. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get started. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, Alan will have welcome back the governor. It's been a little while since we've talked to him. He'll be back this morning at 10 o'clock, so we look forward to that. Also this morning, we have a great panel. We have political consultant Libby Post.
Good morning.
How are you? We have Mike Spain, former Times Union Associate Editor. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And WAMC's Alan Chartok, who will tell us about the other exciting part of this morning.
Thanks, Joe. We have a really serious, wonderful challenge. And we have a challenge from Carrie Madigan of the Mad Rose Foundation. This is terrific, by the way. He'll give us $5,000. He's really quite concerned about this, I think. He'll give us $5,000 if we can raise $20,000 in the next hour. Think about that. In the next hour.
That's right. So we have until 10 o'clock. The governor comes on
at
10.
Not even an hour. It's like 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's 46 minutes. But what's a couple minutes between friends?
Yes. So everybody, get on the phone now, please. Because we are getting very close to where we need to go to get to the $500,000 mark. But we have quite a ways. Joe, can you explain what's up?
So we have a $1 million goal for our fund drive. To make it a reasonable, hopefully one-day fund drive, we need to be to the halfway point by the time we start the drive a week from yesterday, which is June 3rd. So far in the till, I believe we have $352,000. Am I right on that?
I think that's right.
$352,000. Right. I'll get you an exact figure in here in just a second. As some of these numbers
actually, we have $353,875.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we need the $20,000, and then that'll bring us to about $375,000, and we'll have $125,000 to go.
But we'll only have 2 days to do it in.
Well, we have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and of course the weekend. But the weekend can't disappoint. It won't be a holiday weekend this time, so it'll be a little bit better.
Yes.
So all good things, but we still have a lot of work to do in a short period of time. So whatever you can do, 1-800-323-9262 would be greatly appreciated right now.
We all made this radio station. In the very beginning, in 1979, when we were putting it all together, we went to some of the richest folks around and said, can you help us? Because we have nothing. We have nothing at all. And guess what they said? For the most part, there were a couple of good ones, like Nancy Vail and some wonderful people, and Jordan Vail. But for the most part, they said, no, you guys are the new guys on the block. We want to help some other things, some other places who shall not be mentioned. And so they said no. And you know what, folks? It was the best thing that could ever have happened to this radio station, because everybody understood that whether it was the little kid with a Chasen Sanborn can walking around, knocking on doors and getting quarters and coming in here and throwing it all on the table in front of me, I'll never forget it as long as I live, all of everybody saying, yeah, we've made this public radio station ours. And I'm so proud every time somebody says to me, meets me on the street and says, Alan, I'm a contributor, because I know how important this radio station is. And they thank Joe, and they thank me, and they thank the group, and they say, you know, we could not get by without this. And at a time when we have, well, a guy who is the president of the United States, who many adjectives could be used for, not necessary to do it here, but you all know what it is. And you all know how important it is that we speak truth to power. And we all know that when somebody says there is no climate change, or and while the networks show the Alaskan ice packs cracking up right before our very eyes, and also the anti-immigrant and clearly the anti, diversity that this country is known for, we better have this radio station. And I'm going to ask everybody to pick up a phone and dial 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org. Every penny will be counted. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting very close to making this. So we'll get $5,000 from Kerry Madigan of the Mad Rose Foundation. We can do this if you do your part. And it's almost no time to do it in. So I'm asking, I'm saying, it isn't the money as much as it is a principle that we can create this great institution, which we have all done. Please, 1-800-323-9262 or go to WAMC.org and let's all share the passion for this radio station.
1-800-323-9262. We're going to do one of the holdovers from Friday. If you did not hear about it because you were out vacationing for the holiday weekend, we have a beautiful black retro t-shirt. It's long sleeve. It's gorgeous. There's a picture of it online, and all you have to do is go to WAMC.org and you can check it out. But it's long sleeve. It has our great logo, has the sun bursting. It's, as Alan calls it, Johnny Cash black. It's very cool. And for $100, you can get one of those.
I tell you, we have never given away anything, Joe, that looks anything like this. First of all, it's got long sleeves on it, which I really like. So if you don't want the long sleeves, you just pull it up a little bit, or you get one of the earlier T-shirts, which is certainly available. But I love this shirt, and I got to give a lot of credit to Amber Sickles and to the entire crew who have come up with this. It's the best thing that we have ever had.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. And don't forget, you can also pledge online at WAMC.org, WAMC.org.
But in any case, Joe, the need is to do it right now so we can do that extra $5,000 from Kerry and the Mad Rose Foundation. We've got to get to 375, because then from there on we can bring this baby home. But once everybody does something, whether it's $5, I've said it a million times, or $1,000, and we've seen both. So if you can do something now, this is the vortex. This is the linchpin of the drive, right this second, right now. Joe.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So we need $21,000 is how much we need to get us to 375, and to get the $5,000 challenge.
Well, you know, I'm depending on everybody, because I know you're there and I know you love the station and I know you depend on it. And the proof of the pudding is you go there. You may not like everything you ever hear heard on it, but you may love what you hear on it. But whatever it is, don't let somebody else do it for you. So the other day there was a lady, she called up and she said, she wrote me a note and she said, why do you have to raise money during my time on the roundtable? Guess what? I looked her up. And guess what?
She never gives?
She gave a long time ago.
Okay. Then it's time to renew.
Like, what's like 10 years?
Like that.
Well, that's a long time. Yeah. That's a long time. Your dues to the PTA wouldn't last that long.
No.
Your kids would be graduating out of school. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
But in the end, it's the passion.
And also, shouldn't there something be said that for whether people, however they feel about it, but the governor of the state of New York is going to be coming on at 10 o'clock this morning on this radio station and giving us a half hour of his time. That seems to be something that is remarkable, amazing camaraderie with Alan. That's something that we support in our public radio station as well.
And the trick here is never to let go of the truth there either, and to ask him the tough questions. I got to tell you, I'm very concerned right now about the marijuana situation. Now, Andrew Cuomo told me quite a while ago that he was against it because he thought it was a gateway drug. Whatever. I mean, don't be writing me. Don't be writing me about that, because that's what he told me. Then when the primary came around, he switched, and he was where he needed to be, in my opinion, and he was for it. Then up comes the budget, And somehow it can't be worked out between the legislature. I'm not taking sides in this one because I think there was enough blame to go around. And there is a there is now a point where he says, if you allow me to have a commissioner of marijuana, basically, then I'll Libby just raised her hand. She wants the job.
Just because you want that on your business card,
oh,
I think.
Too.
What a cool thing
political
to have on your card.
Consultant.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so marketing maven,
deputy marijuana czar,
pot czar,
the weed deputy.
Yeah.
So the question
I can hear Eric Clapton singing now.
So the question for me is it a double, triple, quadruple fake out that he never really wanted it, and he'll find a reason for not bringing this baby home. Or not. I don't know. We're going to ask him today, that's for sure.
All right. So just in our little time together, we're now down to $19,855.
But it's not enough, and I'm really getting agitated here.
36 minutes, and we have the $5,000 challenge. 36 minutes before we go over and talk to the governor, and Alan has his conversation with the governor from 10 to 10:30. But in the meantime, we need to make $19,855. You can get the retro shirt for $100 or whatever you can put in, whatever you can add to the equation.
That's a very good point, Joe. Every time somebody sees it, they say, oh, that's a retro shirt. And I'm saying to myself, why? What makes something retro? I think a lot of people, see, I'm a little older now, that a lot of people think retro is 1985.
Yeah, no. No, that's just when we were yeah. Sowing our oats.
Yeah, right. So anyway, it's a great T-shirt. It's a beauty. It really is the best ever. It's black. It's got the WAMC sunburst coming out of it. But in the end, it's our radio station, folks. We made it. We all made it together. Let's bring this baby home. Please get to a phone and do something. Please.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Okay, so let's get on to the topics at hand and talk about what is happening. We will begin with the president on Iran, and he says that he is not seeking regime. Try it again. He's not seeking regime change. He denied that the United States is seeking regime change in Iran, dialing back hawkish rhetoric days after ordering 1,500 additional U.S. troops to the region. Actions by the Trump administration had heightened questions about whether the president was seeking a military confrontation with Iran, starting with his decision to back out of a nuclear deal brokered by the Obama administration, and continuing with his recent orders for a military buildup, also including the deployment of a carrier strike group and B-52 bombers. I want to make it clear, Trump said at a joint news conference on Friday with the Prime Minister of Japan, we're not looking for regime change. I want to make that clear. We're looking for no nuclear weapons. Alan.
Manure.
Really?
I mean, that's what it is. It's manure. There's some words you can say on the radio. There's some you can't.
Manure you can say.
Manure you can say.
Bull hockey.
The S word you can say. Right. So he's full of manure. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly he has done everything in his power from the time he was elected to now to provoke the Iranians. Am I saying the Iranians are good people? I am not. I think the Iranian people are, but I don't think their leadership is exemplary. But I can tell you right now, for him to say, I don't want this, and my people, parenthesis, who I appointed and who I put into their spots, are out of line. Well, why did you appoint them? You knew where they were going when you appointed them. Come on.
You know, if he wants no nuclear weapons in Iran, he shouldn't have pulled out of the deal.
Yeah, but the
problem
with
that. It's just that simple.
Yeah, and the problem with that deal was it was brokered by the Obama administration.
That's right.
And he wants to broker his own deal.
Right.
He wants to get the credit for it. It seems like he's talking now.
He wants to make a new mousetrap.
Right.
It's my deal. Not
as he did with NAFTA.
Right. Same thing. He just wants to put his own he wants to put Trump on things. And, you know, he's talking now about having Abe, the head of Japan, negotiate some kind of deal and broker some kind of deal. Apparently, Japan and Iran get along very well.
Exactly.
And if he's able to, you know, be conciliatory through Abe, who he seems to like very much, that would let him own it. Mm-hmm. He really wants to own this.
Anything,
going into the
anything with Obama's name on it, he wanted to destroy. Now, I mean, it's been clear right from the beginning.
Now, you know, I think you're both right. However, I'm also not sure whether he really doesn't want a confrontation with Iran. I'm not so sure that, you know, he doesn't think a war will sort of get him off the hook.
Well, to be on deck, to have a war, our battleships are over there. Our troops are all around Iran now. They're in Afghanistan. They're in Iraq. You know, they're in the Mideast, and the ships are there. We're poised to take action in Iran. And he could pull that string or pull that trigger, I guess, going into the 2020 election. It's ready.
The whole thing makes me very, very nervous. As nervous as looking at the clock and seeing that we have 31 minutes to make a lot of money, folks, and I need your help. We all need your help. We're all in this together.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We are in the 18,000s now. 1-800-323-9262. And as Alan mentioned, we have just 31 minutes to do it, and we'll be going to a break in just a minute. And then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. But we need you now, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. And we should be... But once we get this, we'll be at the $375,000 point in the lockbox. That is great. Actually, we'll be at $380,000 because we'll get the $5,000 $5,000 challenge. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, and whatever you can do to help us, $18,455 to go. Let us make our goal and do it and make it happen. It's all on you now. 30 minutes to go, 1-800-323-9262. You can also do it online at WAMC.org. We have wonderful staff members who have phones in their hand waiting for them to ring. Don't let them down. 1-800-323-9262. We will continue our conversation after this short break. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. We have Libby Post, Michael Spain, and Alan Chartok all here.
With palpitations.
Yes, with palpitations, because we need $18,000 in the next 26 minutes.
Mein heart.
Yes. If you're just joining us, the governor of New York State is joining us at 10 o'clock this morning to talk to Alan. We have $18,000 to get to the $375,000 point in our lockbox. We will spare you the gory details, but let's just say that we were here on Friday, and then we had a long holiday weekend, and, well, nobody gave any money during the weekend, right?
Basically, everybody took a vacation.
Yeah, during and the that's weekend. That's fine. So
now
we just have to make up for that.
By the way, Joe, that's always been the case.
Yeah.
Do you remember once we did one on Columbus Day?
I remember we sat here. We
and
sat here.
Nothing.
We made like $4,000 in 6 hours, and it was as if we were being tortured.
Yeah.
We were being tortured. Everyone involved was being tortured. 1-800-323-9262.
My little grandson, when I say to him, "Will you do this?" and he always says, he picked it up in nursery school, "Never."
Never.
Never, ever.
Where are you going, Brooklyn or something?
Yeah, really.
Are you
never.
Sure?
Long Island?
Never.
Sure he didn't pick that up from you? 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. $17,810 to go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hurry,
oh
hurry, hurry.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hurry.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. I just hope that everybody understands how important this is. This is not the state government where you pay $25,000 for a ticket for a fundraiser. You know what I mean?
Is that what the...
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him about that.
Okay, so...
Maybe he won't show up.
Of an extra half hour. Okay, so do we want to talk about we have some other things to talk about. Does anybody want to, only because I think that Mike has studied on this subject, but about medical marijuana in New York State.
Oh, it'll be interesting to hear what the governor has to say in the next hour about the status of recreational marijuana and whether it will get through. I mean, they're changing the rules. They earlier under his budget bill, you would have been able to own like 2 pounds of marijuana. Now they're bringing that down to possession of 3 ounces of marijuana and per individual in the state. And then they're raising the amount that they would tax, which would raise the revenue in an effort to get the Senate to go along with it. But I'll be really curious to hear where the governor is on this now.
Right. Now. It's the emphasis should be on the word now. And how do you know? I mean, how do you know? You never know what's really going on in the background.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things moving behind the scenes, and maybe you'll get some insight in the next half hour.
I mean, it makes sense for it to go from 2 pounds to 3 ounces, simply because 2 pounds is a lot, and it gives you the opportunity to sell in on the black market. I mean, you know,
which would undermine the legal,
which undermine
legal
the
sale,
whole,
which would
right,
raise tax
right,
revenue,
which would undermine
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
And so, 3 ounces is rational, a rational
well, what,
amount.
Well, how would 3 ounces like fit in your hand?
It wouldn't fit in your hand.
It
I mean, well, if it's in a baggie,
yeah,
it will take up all of your hand. If it's good marijuana, if it's in a baggie, it'll be big.
And is there any provision for growing the stuff?
That I don't know, Mike.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that in the piece I read. But you know, knowing the status of that seems to be the most interesting one out there. And there's still a lot of issues that are unresolved. But that's
well,
a big
from my perspective, Mike, I have to tell you, Great Barrington, which is becoming, you know, more and more popular for
the pot capital of the world,
nefarious things like there are supposed to be 5 of these places in Great Barrington. The lines coming over the border, like that movie where they all, well, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, that's yeah. Field of Dreams, which I watched the last half hour of the other night.
And now they want to race the ponies there, too, down by the Guidos at the end of the block.
Down by Guidos, not by the Guidos.
No, it's the Guidos. That's the Guidos. It's the Guidos, yeah.
That's a supermarket, folks, in Great Barrington, just to be clear.
Upscale.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Well, there are a lot of...
By the way, everything in Great Barrington takes the big Y.
Okay, fine.
So I want you to know
that. Well, let's talk about the budget that still needs to be passed.
Very
the
clever.
The capital budget that still needs to be passed by the end of the session. It was one of on the list of things yet to do. And it's really very important. I mean, I've got, you know, full disclosure, everyone knows I lobby for all the animal shelters in the state. We've got our companion animal capital fund. Hopefully we'll be in there for the $5 million, which is really chump change in a major way when you're looking at some of this other
but
stuff.
But
I just said that I lobby for them. But there's also SUNY and CUNY. There's a lot of capital funding that's hanging in the balance, which means jobs, basically. Capital funding always means jobs.
Yeah, and you get to ask the governor about all this, and I'll be curious to hear what he thinks of the candidacy of Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, running as number 23 Democrat
for president.
I've
asked him that many times, and there's an ominous silence.
I'm with Biden.
And not only that, I've asked him about our junior senator many times.
I'm with Biden.
And then there's silence. Right.
Yeah, it sounds like it. By the way, did you see over the weekend that Kim Jong-un has criticized Joe Biden?
I wonder where he got that from.
Yeah, no, he used some of the same language that the president, President Trump, has used. Right. And President Trump kind of agrees with Kim Jong-un. You know, he sides with...
It's the common ground that we can find in these political times. It is so important.
It is so bad. It is so awful. Awful. Here is one of the great, meanest, most terrible dictators in the world, and we have a president of the United States who is basically singing his praises and always has.
Well, he's a very bright guy. The other hysterical thing to me was...
20 minutes, folks, 20 minutes.
Trump was saying
that... $11,000. $11,500.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's
well,
a lot.
We're doing very well. Yeah. He was espousing the real estate value of North Korea. It's got China on one side. It's got Russia right there. It's got South Korea on the other side. It's got coastal properties. It's a beautiful real estate spot.
That's exactly it. Right. It's a great place for a new hotel.
And that number is 1-800-323-9262.
Not for reservations at the new Trump Hotel
in
North Korea.
No, the WAMC fund drive, yes.
No, it is interesting. He owns all that property in New York, but he doesn't like to come back to New York. That's for sure.
Why would he?
No. Well, people there really don't like him.
Right.
1-800-323-9262. We have $11,534 to go. We have 19 minutes to do it in.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's close. And then we get an extra $5,000 from Kerry Madigan of the Mad Rose Foundation.
And we would be at the 30, and then we would have
375.
We would be 180,000.
Yeah. 380.
No, that's wrong. $120,000 to go to get to our goal if we make this.
Oh boy, and then we'll only have Wednesday and Thursday
and Friday, and
then,
hopefully a non-holiday weekend. But hopefully, you know.
Well, no, I think we got to do it in the week, or we're done for. Then we're done for.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right, let's take a break. Mike, we'll get it in now. We'll come back. We'll reset. We'll talk about a couple more issues. We'll get ready for the governor.
What's that number again?
$11,000 to go. 1-800-323-9262. Hurry, folks, hurry. 1-800-323-9262. $9,000 to go, 6 minutes, 16 minutes to go, $9,039 to make this, 1-800-323-9262. Just to bring you up to date real quick, we have the governor coming on with Alan at 10 o'clock this morning, so that shortened our panel. However, that gave us a good 45 minutes to make $22,000 or so. We have $9,000 of that left. That's to get us to the $375,000 point in the lockbox. Then we'll get a $5,000 challenge, and we'll be at $380,000. So that's all good news, but we have to make it happen in the next 16 minutes. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Alan, you've got some letters.
Okay, Alan. We're glad for your focus on the marijuana legislation, but would you also please ask Governor Cuomo again about the current status and his level of support for the Death with Dignity Medical Aid and Dying legislation introduced in both chambers? Can we hope for passage this year? So very important. Thank you. And that's the Gibsons from Ballston Lake. That's nice.
Yeah,
Didn't he make news on this on this show saying that he was
support.
Okay
He'll
with
sign it?
It. Yeah. That he'd sign it?
He'd sign it, yeah. Okay, so then we heard from Alexander, who says, home cultivation will be allowed, limited to 6 plants.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mike, selling white fangs suddenly.
Yeah.
$8,139 to go. Go ahead,
okay.
Alan. 15 minutes.
Okay, and Julius, who writes quite frequently, writes about the nuclear option. There will be additional military buildup in the Mideast. It looks like the election will go badly for Trump and the Republicans. If it looks like the election will go badly for Trump and Republicans, Trump will launch an attack just before Election Day and declare a national emergency. Unfortunately, he holds all the cards. The Republicans in Congress will capitulate. Okay, and then John writes, dear panel, nothing like a conflict to help your re-election position. Many don't want to change commanders in the middle of such things. Keith writes, Alan is correct. Trump is a liar. Alan is correct. Trump is a liar. He's told over 10,000 lies and falsehoods since he became president. The press should do a better job covering the liar in chief. Actually, the Washington Post done a terrific job.
Yeah, they do a
They're
great job.
Come up with all those things. Any statement by Trump should have a disclaimer saying that he has told 10,000 lies, falsehoods, and misstatements as president. Why should we believe anything that Trump says? I would ask the same question about any serial liar, except this serial liar is the president of the United States, who can start wars and launch nuclear attacks. The GOP is complicit in Trump's lies. Any progress on our total there, Joe?
$7,900.
$7,900, but we only have 13 minutes to do it. And
correct.
Folks, everybody on a phone now, we need you. Call your mother, call your brother, call your father. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. Well, all right. And then we're getting right around. Freda says, Trump throws around the term IQ well without any intelligence. The IQ as a measure of intelligence is a very narrow measure of a person, and as we know, is culturally biased. Although it is not culturally biased against rich white men, the way he uses IQ is a slur against the wonderful community of citizens who have intellectual disabilities, finer people than Trump could ever wish to be. Trump uses the term to demean and marginalize, another instance of his bigotry. And Trump should be reminded that the disability community represents a large voting bloc. That being said, I think Trump should take an IQ test, just as Elizabeth Warren took a DNA test. Trump should take the challenge. And that's Freda in Chatham. What do you think about that letter? Mm-hmm. Interesting letter.
Yeah, well, I think
almost
that over,
voluntary, yeah.
You know, over time, I think people with the highest IQs may not be the best suitable leaders. People who are middle of the road seem to do a good job.
Oh, boy. Okay, and then Tim says, beloved panel. He always does that so that we'll read the letter. Beloved
Pence,
despite the revoltingly unethical example of the Trump administration's abdication of action on climate change, there is fantastic work going on at a local, county, and state levels in New York. Right now, there's an economy-wide climate change legislation being seriously discussed, which could be passed prior to the legislative recess. It's time for the governor and the legislators to work together. It's time for our state to step forward and lead on climate change. My very best. Tim in Stone Ridge, New York.
Ah, Stone Ridge.
$6,469 to go. Mm-hmm. We have 11 minutes to do it in. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
This is really something. Wow.
Then we got a $5,000 challenge. Do not forget. $5,000 that we lose if we don't make the $6,469 in the next 11 minutes. Hurry.
That almost doubles whatever contribution comes in now. It'll be like 2 for 1.
Folks,
Skippy.
We need your help. We need everybody in. We'd love to be able to just snap our fingers and do it. We got one mean letter saying, why are you fundraising during my time just now? But we've got to run the station.
Want the time to continue after the fund drive, we need to do this.
That's right. Okay, Joe, over to you.
1-800-323-9262. I'm going to give you a new total, which is an exciting one, $4,900.
$4,900
to go. We have 10 minutes and $4,914 to go.
This is going to be close. 1-800. Why do you do this to me?
323-9262.
Well, since the show ostensibly does go to 10:30, but I know that you can't pitch while you're talking to the governor, but can't you let the deadline go to 10:30?
No.
Well, okay. Get the governor to pitch.
Get the governor to pitch.
Yeah. I understand there's a rumor going around that he is spending more and more time in the Capitol and living in the mansion where his dad lived. I hope he listens to public radio.
Another question to ask. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
He could say, I gave it the office.
Yes. But do they?
Yeah, they do. State gives us around 50 grand. I think that's...
No, I think you're right.
I think that's right. 50 grand.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Is that 50 grand through NISCA or?
No, 50 grand through the Public Broadcasters Associated, whatever.
Okay.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262.
You know, one reason.
9 minutes.
One reason to end the fund drive, you know, early by having a lot of pre-giving is because next week a lot of activities will be going on in the Democratic primary.
Oh, you bet.
There's going to be all kinds of rallies all over the country. And I think we're going to begin to see, you know, a separation of the leaders from the rest.
So
from the chaff.
The primary begins after this weekend. The primary begins, says the Washington Post, with Memorial Day being the last lull in the presidential campaign. And then everybody goes to Iowa. Everybody goes to New Hampshire. And at some point in just a few days, we will find out who makes the first cut in the debates.
Right. You have to, the Democratic Party is requiring the candidates to get at least 65,000 individual contributions, and then they have some thresholds set up about, you know, where they have to come from. They can't just be from one state or one city or anything like
that. One person.
Right. And the idea is that
your
if
mother.
People don't make that standard, they won't appear in the two different rallies or on, you know, panels that are going to be broadcast on TV, and they're going to pick the people on these panels randomly.
One is the children's table, right?
Yeah, right. There won't even be a children's table for those people. I mean, they'll be
they
left
won't.
Out.
They just won't be there.
So we're going to begin to see how
the
23 goes down to maybe 15,
then
little by little it'll get
and start to whittle away.
7 minutes.
Kirsten Gillibrand has something on Facebook today saying she might not make it, and she's doing another fundraising push.
Right. She needs to. Not her totals are very high, but she needs the individual.
Yeah, she needs the
what isn't high is the percentage of polling that is announced that she's for. The last time I looked, it was somewhere between 0 and 1% favorability. Yeah.
Which, in fairness, there's a lot of those candidates that have that are
on,
in that pack,
in a par.
You know?
That's right.
And there can be breakouts. I mean, these television forums that the Democratic Party is sponsoring is the opportunity for these people polling in low numbers to break out. And if they can't get enough contributions, they won't be in that event. And that's
it's hard to break out of a pack of 25. You know, I mean, it's one thing to break out of a pack of 12
six or 8
or 10. But, I mean, good Lord. $3,900.
Oh,
$3,900.
Six minutes
left
to go. Come on now, everybody.
Come on.
Everything you can do. If you got $1,000, that's $3 a day. Whatever you can do, do it now. 1-800-323-9262. This is so scary. So scary. Heart palpitation time.
Well, Joe Biden continues to lead the polls. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, according to this Washington Post piece today, he's not out there as often.
So what would you do, Mikey, if you were him
leading?
And you were leading and your numbers kept going up, not down? Wouldn't you just say, just keep doing what I'm doing?
Well, you know, you get other candidates who are showing energy. And if one of the accusations is that he's kind of older and the president is accusing him of, being slow, he feeds into that if he's not out there. If he shows an energetic, you know, campaign style that he's very good at, he probably would maintain that lead.
You will remember what Lucille Ball had to say about all of this.
What did she say?
She said a junior executive came up to her and said, I think there should be more intellectual content in your show. And she said, look, Junior, don't fool with success, she said.
Yeah. Well, he might be willing to sit back and a little bit and see what happens, but it could be risky.
Remember, this is inside baseball and within the Democratic Party, and everyone's jockeying.
$2,000.
Okay, everybody's jockeying. When the time comes, if he gets the nomination, he'll be out there every single day.
But the other thing, too, is that they're also isn't the conventional wisdom here that they're also protecting him? The less he's out, the less gaffes he's prone to.
Not made gaffes. He has a good stump speech that carries very well.
Popular, and they're doing well, and they've got a tight leash on him, and off he goes.
It just feels a little bit like 2016, the way that the Democratic Party managed Hillary Clinton's campaign, and it could backfire on them.
Well, they managed Hillary Clinton's campaign via a spreadsheet and a computer, and that was the problem there. They were using, you know, computerized dynamics in order to do her campaign, and folks weren't listening to the people on the ground. So we'll see.
$2,000 is what we need. 1-800-323-9262. We have 4 minutes.
$3 a day for 1,000. We'll do it on time. So much down, so much a week.
That's right.
So much a month.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We have the governor of New York State coming up in just a few moments.
Well, maybe. He may not have. He may have been listening. He may not have liked what I said.
Well, we're leaving, so hopefully he'll be calling in.
Oh, how else will we fill the time?
Oh, 1-800-323-9262.
What other uncomfortable questions can you ask our governor, Alan?
$1,000 to go. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We're online at WAMC.org.
A minute and 40 seconds.
A minute and 40 seconds, and we have $994 to go.
Oh, boy.
And if you get that, you get the extra $5,000, is that right?
Yes.
That's the way
from Kerry Madigan of the Mad Roads Foundation.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Minute 19 seconds.
Anybody have 18. Any last thoughts on any of the issues that we're talking about?
Anybody we're going to die.
Besides the dying, is it on the news of the day? Anything?
Well, I wouldn't want to be John Bolton. You know,
right?
In the last 24 hours, the president has said twice disagreed with John Bolton. John Bolton, his national security.
I say
advisor.
Bushu. The whole thing is set up.
Yeah,
I think the whole thing is a setup.
Bolton says that Korea broke. Broke the UN's agreement and did missile testing, and Trump denies that happened. And he also seems to be leading the charge on Iran, and now Trump is backing off Iran a little bit, you know, being aggressive with Iran. So
all right.
he's a punching bag.
I have three pieces of good news. One is we've made our goal.
Yay! Thank you.
Two is our wonderful thanks to Libby and to Mike. The third piece of good news is that the governor is on the line.
Oh, boy.
So all good stuff.
Oh, boy. Do you think he's mad at me?
I don't know. You can ask him.
Why?
He's listening to us right now. So because he's on hold. So let's let me say goodbye. We'll take a break. We'll come right back and we'll talk. Alan will talk to the governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo. We'll do that right after this short break.
Support for WAMC comes from Love Apple Farm, Ghent, New York, celebrating 50 years with a farmer's market, bakery and cafe, art space, and 80 acres of you-pick orchards. Open 7 days, loveapplefarm.com. And Paradise Copies, Northampton, Massachusetts, providing printing design for customers for over 20 years, from digital to offset, color copies, scans, logos, and more. ParadiseCopies.com.
This is Northeast Public Radio, WAMC FM HD 90.3 Albany, WRUN HD 90.3 Ramsden Utica, WAMK HD 90.9 Kingston, WOSR HD 91.7 Middletown, WCEL HD 91.9 Plattsburgh, WCAN HD 93.3 Canajoharie, WANC HD 103.9 Ticonderoga, WAMQ HD 105.1 Great Barrington, WWES HD 88.9 Mount Kisco, WANZ HD 90.1 Stamford, WANR 88.5 Brewster, WAMC AM 1400 Albany.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Alan Chartok here with the governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Top of the morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Cool. That's cool. Okay. So, you know, you were on every week, 1 week after another, 1 week after another. And then all of a sudden, you weren't there. Were you mad? Were you mad at us?
Where have I gone? The question is, where have you gone?
I've been
doctor?
Here. I've been here sitting by the phone.
Yes.
Reminds me of somebody I once knew a long time ago. I sit by the phone and wait for it to ring, and it doesn't ring.
I actually had a romance that worked that way. But
that was my point, you see?
I'll tell you what this is.
What?
The question is, where have you been? Meaning, we spoke intensely about the legislative agenda coming up to the budget.
Yes, yes.
We then passed the budget.
Yes.
I then put on my other governor hat and do the other three quarters of the governor's job, which is flooding in Lake Ontario, a new idea for the Skyway in Buffalo, New Jones Beach, working on the MTA. I have a whole non-legislative portfolio,
details,
an operational job.
Details, details.
Now, I'll tell you something else that's interesting. I was thinking about this. You want to see a subtle change that made a major difference in coverage of state government. The press corps now sits in the Capitol in Albany.
Yeah.
And the Capitol is restored, and it's beautiful, and people from all over the state should come to see it, and they have a very nice place to sit now, and it has skylights, and the history has been glorified.
The million-dollar staircase.
Yes. In the old days, let's talk Mario Cuomo days.
Yes.
Mario Cuomo days, when he would travel, leave Albany, God forbid, the press would go with him. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there was a state plane called the G1, you remember, with the turboprops.
Yeah, yeah.
That sat about, I guess it was 30 people or so. And he would bring the press. And the press would come to the event, which changed coverage of state government dramatically. Because then it was not just about what was happening in the state capitol and the legislature and all the capitol intrigue and the palace intrigue and this assemblyman, this senator. It was flooding in Lake Ontario, which is real life. It was MTA service, which is real life. My father gets criticized in the campaign for use of the plane. George Pataki comes in, sells the plane, buys helicopters. Now the press can't travel, and the press remains in Albany. And I believe it's been a subtle, almost silly shift, but it really has affected the coverage, because I remember the press coming on the plane. When the president goes somewhere, the press goes, covers the event. And now the coverage has become capital-centric. So for me, it's when I am attending to intense legislative moments that the capital becomes relevant. But otherwise, I'm out there in the rest of the state doing my job.
Have you? The part of the story that I didn't quite get is Pataki gets the helicopters. They can't come. Papa had the plane that seated 39 people or whatever. Now, have we gotten a bigger plane that can, where they can come if they want to?
No. Here's the.
So you can't blame them. You got to blame yourself.
Yes. I blame myself for everything. Look, it all, I look
That's
in the mirror in the morning, and I go through the whole list. But here's what happens with the plane. They sell that plane. They keep the smaller planes that seat like five or six people that were existing. The plane I now fly on existed during my father's time. It's called the King Air. It sits about maybe six people. It's like a 1970s plane.
Seems you like just yesterday.
Yeah, you can't take the press on the plane because it's too small. Plus, I guarantee they would get sick on the first flight and frightened and never return. But politically, nobody wants to buy a new airplane because
yeah.
If I buy a new airplane, then it's a political story. Governor buys an airplane for himself.
Yeah, but it sounded like you were criticizing the press for not doing what they used to do and coming with you. How can they come with you? What do you want them to
sorry.
Do, go up
no,
in a
no,
balloon?
No, I'm sorry. No, I was not criticizing the press. I think you're just being a little defensive, by the way.
Me?
I never meant the press. They don't have the option because they're not invited. Because there's no plane that fits them.
Okay.
And if we were in a more sensible state of mind, we would buy a new plane because we need a new plane. It would be large enough that the press could come like every other serious government. and there'd be a different type of coverage because it wouldn't all be through the lens of the Capitol, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, I understand, and I have many questions to ask you about the end of the legislative session, but very quickly, I understand that you're spending more time in the Capitol itself right now, that you've brought some of your well-regarded muscle cars up here. So is that a recognition that the Capitol is the Capitol and that you should be here?
We're selling the house in Westchester.
Right, I heard about that.
Since we're selling the house, I moved a couple of my cars to Albany. I have cars in Westchester also because I still
what is a muscle
go
car?
Back and forth. I have a 1975 Corvette, which I've had since college, which is just nostalgic. I have an old GTO that I promised my daughters. I have a Ford Bronco, which is a truck, which I promised another daughter. And for me, it's a little therapy and a little anonymity when I want a semblance of privacy and reality in my life.
I read a book which
said brief snapshot.
I read a book that said you were out there, you know, that's how you earn money in college. You went out and you helped people out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I did. And still to this day, I play with the cars. It's almost a form of therapy. You know, there's something about the mechanical as opposed to what we do every day, which is the emotional and dealing with people and the vagaries of people. Mechanics, if it's not working, there is a logical answer as to why it's not working.
So why are you selling the house?
The kids grew up in the house. I have three girls, as you know.
Yep.
Two are now graduated. They have apartments in New York City. And they're all about now starting their own careers, et cetera. And believe it or not, they don't want to come sit with Dad in the suburbs. And I invite them to come watch a movie. And they say, no, Dad, come down to the city and we'll go out.
Well, my kids come back. I don't get it.
I think there will be a phase where they come back.
Yeah, after they have kids. They'll have kids and come back.
I think after they get married, which I hope is not for many, many years, but they get married, they have kids, I think they will then come back.
Your father
but I'm in that hiatus now where sitting around with Dad on the weekend isn't the most appealing thing ever.
No, I can understand that. So let's go to a different place now, Governor. Let's talk about the end of the legislative session. Only a few days left. You got business to do. I got a letter today saying, how about death and dying? Is that going to get done? And then how about, you know, marijuana? Is that going to get done? And does he really want marijuana reform, or is he just kidding us? Because you once told me you thought it was a gateway drug and you changed your mind. So maybe we could deal with some of that.
Okay. Here's what I think. And I am going to focus on the legislative agenda because it's now ripe again, right? There is a hiatus, talking about hiatuses. There's a hiatus between after the budget is done and then the end of session. You sort of fall into that gap where there's a lot of noise. But towards the end of session, you have to get serious because now you need another passage of significant legislation. I also think it's an opportunity for New York at this time, in this national environment, to really define what it means to be progressive. Everybody's progressive now in the Democratic Party. They're all running for president. I'm more progressive. No, I'm more progressive. No, I'm more progressive. I'm further to the left. I fell off the planet. What does it mean to be progressive, doctor? And there's a certain selectivity now in the progressive world as I see it. These are issues that are progressive to me. And there's a certain pick and choose progressive ideology, which I do not believe is true progressive. I think it's campaign finance reform. Well, I think it's the environment. That's fine. You may then have a position that is progressive on an issue, but I do not think you are progressive. Progressive suggests you adopt a progressive philosophy and tradition that is comprehensive. It suggests that you believe in helping minorities and civil rights and fighting poverty and helping the homeless, not just active on your specific issues. So for the rest of the session, I hope this legislative body really defines what it means to be a progressive legislative body the way we have so many times in this nation's history. There are 10 items that are on my list when I go to the legislature. I'll go through them quickly and then whatever you want to talk about. Rent regulations, which have to be done. Surrogacy law.
Well, the Daily News didn't like those rent regulations, according to the editorial this morning.
Yeah, well, not everybody is going to like everything, and that's why it's these issues are not done. The easy ones always get done first.
Right.
It's the tough issues that the legislature doesn't want to grapple with, right? The old saying, a legislator who does nothing wrong. It's much easier for a legislator just to avoid the difficult than to pass a controversial issue. Especially in a legislative body where you have anonymity. Why didn't it pass? I don't know. I was in favor of it, but, you know, I don't know.
In the way of your reading your list. Go ahead, Gov.
Rent regulations. Surrogacy. 47 states allow an infertile couple or an LGBTQ couple to allow have a woman enter into a relationship where a woman can carry a child for them. 47 states, not in the state of New York. We're the state that passed marriage equality. And now you're saying, in essence, an infertile couple or a gay couple can't have a child. It's absurd to me. ERA, making the change to the Constitution that adds sex. This is a federal administration that degrades women. How do we not propose a constitutional amendment that adds sex? Well, I want to add this one. Let's start by doing something and not making the perfect the enemy of the good and add sex, women, as a constitutionally protected class. Change the sexual harassment laws in the state of New York. Stop talking about it. We now have a standard of severe and pervasive sexual harassment. Severe and pervasive. That's too high a standard. I want to lower the standard. End the statute of limitations for rape in the second and third degree. End the gay panic defense, which is absurd. I panicked when I found out the person was gay, and that's a justification for my crime. We have to pass prevailing wage, my MWBE laws. Marijuana. Minority Women Business Enterprise Law.
Okay.
We have the most aggressive minority and women business enterprise goal in the United States of America. 30% of government contracts for MWBE, which is the best empowerment program and economic development program and civil rights program, especially with all the work we're doing. That expires at the end of the year. That has to be renewed. Your favorite, marijuana and driver's licenses for undocumented, which I've supported since Elliot Spitzer. Those are the 10 items that if they want to be progressive, they must act on.
I didn't hear death and dying on your list.
That is not on the top 10 priorities. I don't think we get that done. I support it, doctor.
You'd sign it, right?
I would sign it. I don't think I think that's a bridge too far for this session. I'm hopeful, but I don't from my read of the legislature is they're not going to get there this year.
OK, but what about ethics reform? I don't see that on the list.
I think they believe they have done the ethics reform that they're going to do this session. I have asked very simple ethics reform. But profound. They passed bills requiring Trump's taxes to be released if a legislative committee requests them.
Are you going to sign that?
I will sign it, even though the federal government has said the Democrats in the Congress have said they don't intend to ask us to do it. We now went to a system where the legislators got a pay raise, but there'll be no outside income. Okay, why don't we add to the Trump tax bill, just so it's not wholly political and partisan, legislators will release their taxes on an annual basis, redact any privacy concerns, spouses, etc. But just to show that they don't have any outside income, which is now in compliance with the law, which just gave them a raise for no outside income.
Mm-hmm.
Include statewide taxes, statewide elected officials' taxes, my taxes, commissioner's taxes, anyone who got the pay raise. Release your taxes so taxpayers know that you have no outside income.
You've always released yours, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, okay, that sounds reasonable. But now, one of the things that's puzzling me is a lot of people are having big fundraisers. You've had one. The New York Times just wrote you up about $25,000 as the price of admission. That's a lot of money, isn't it, Governor? Isn't there something we could do about that?
Well, we have the Campaign Finance Reform Commission that's going to come back at the end of the year, I hope, with public financing. But look, that is right now the nature of the beast. It's not that I did a $25,000 fundraiser. Everyone does. The Senate, you had certain senators stand up and criticize the fact that I did a $25,000 fundraiser. They left out a little fact that they themselves do $25,000 fundraisers. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Mike Gennaris did one right down the block from the Capitol the same day they had their members stand up and condemn the practice. So authenticity is not their strong suit, nor the factual consistency.
Yeah, but it ain't right, is it?
It's not right. Well, it's not.
You know somebody's going to try to give you $25,000 and expect something back for it. You'd have to be crazy not to believe that.
Doctor, you know me many years.
I do.
And you know my father, and you know where I come from.
Yes.
If anybody ever walked up to me and said, I contributed to your campaign, and I therefore want you to do me a favor, I would knock that person on their rear end.
Uh-oh.
In a nice, polite,
knock,
legal way. But look, I think it's simpler than that. If you can be bought off for a contribution, I don't care if it's $10 or $5,000 or $50,000, you are unethical or you are criminal.
But isn't that always the perception? Somebody's going to walk in there. I mean, this Times article is very interesting. They said that the lobbyists were telling the guys to give the $25,000 because it would be helpful. Now, the perception is there. You would knock them on their keister if they came up to you, but what's the likelihood they would come up to you?
Well, if they don't come up to me and there's no nobody seeks improper influence, then there's no issue. I can see the common perception. Well, if people are raising all this money, I'm sure they're repaying the favors, and that's old neighborhood common sense logic. My point is, you have to elect people who have the backbone and the ethics and the strength not to indulge in that. I mean, but I don't think the dollar limit matters, Doctor. I think if a person is prone to criminality, illegality.
Well, I don't think it's criminal or illegal, but I don't think it's right.
Oh, no, it's illegal. It's illegal. You do a favor and you...
Somebody gives you $25,000 to come to your fundraiser. I think you'd have to be pretty strange not to believe they're going to want to get something back for it. But if you don't say quid pro quo, you do this and I'll do that, then it's not illegal, right?
Well, look, you support a candidate because you think they do good things, right?
Yeah.
And I believe... people support me because they believe I've done good things, either on the social policy side, on the physical development side, on the economic side. I cut taxes. We're building more than any state in the United States of America. We're the most progressive government. We passed marriage equality, $15, minimum wage, more rights for LGBTQ community than ever before. We're standing up to Trump like nobody else. That has a value to people. You're talking about the dark side. Well, a businessman contributed and then came and said, I want you to pass this piece of legislation for me. That is criminal.
No. What about rent? That would be criminal. What about rent control? You mentioned you were for it. Now, there are a lot of people who are against it. They think that people won't repair their apartments, that landlords... But a landlord will show up and give you your $25,000, won't they? And expect that maybe somewhere in your mind you'll have some charity for them.
Yeah, well, then they would be wrong. I'm going to do the right thing as I see it and as I call it. And if you ever ask for a favor because you're a contributor, it'll be the last conversation we ever had.
Gotcha.
I would repeat your line on Keister, but I don't know that everybody understands what a Keister is. I think that's a select group of the population. Fanny.
Okay. Will New Yorkers
Nobody
be able
to... Nobody even says Fanny anymore, doctor. Nobody says Fanny.
Well, will New Yorkers be able to legally bet on sports from their cell phones anytime soon?
That's possible. It's possible. I think the time is short and the list is long. So I would counsel the legislative leaders get the priorities done because these priorities are not easy. Rent regulation is not easy. Surrogacy, if they think it's not easy, but if they think they're going to disrespect infertile couples and the gay community, they're making a mistake. ERA is not easy, but if they think they're going to disrespect women in this state, they're making a mistake. Sexual harassment law changes, same thing. Gay panic defense, same thing. Marijuana is very difficult. Prevailing wage is difficult. Driver's licenses for undocumented is difficult. So I think they... I hope their eyes aren't bigger than their stomach. You have a new Senate... Which is still feeling its way.
Yep.
And is a little ambitious in their stated goals, but short on their accomplishments. They need to get things done if they're going to vindicate the promise they made to the people of this state when we elected a Democratic Senate and we promised the most progressive laws in the country.
Okay. Okay.
So they have work to do. They are stopping surrogacy.
Okay.
They are stopping the ERA.
Okay,
stopping marijuana.
Okay.
They're stopping driver's licenses. You know,
you said that already.
Stopping
prevailing
wage.
You said that already, and I got other questions.
They're stopping gay panic defense.
Okay. Yeah, the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, JCOPE, or as some people call it, J-Joke, is leaving. And the good government advocates say the head of the commission should come from outside government and outside your personal orbit, because you tend to pick people for that who you know. What do you think about that?
I don't know what that means, outside government.
In other words, outside your
personal
orbit. It should
be the most qualified. Yeah, my personal opinion.
I mean, this is the Ethics Commission, who have not been getting high marks, and they, you know, shouldn't it be somebody who isn't one of your people?
Let me ask you a question, Doctor.
Of course.
The head of JCOPE regulates the good government groups. Do you really think you should be seconding a recommendation from the regulated entity as to who the regulator should be?
Yes.
Or do you think that's a conflict?
No conflict. Or a minor conflict compared to what really goes on. Okay. Are you running for a fourth term or not? I heard you said you were.
Will you endorse me?
No, I'm asking a question. I like you. But what? Are you running? Because that would be justification for raising all this money. Because if you're not running, you said you're not running for president, you like Joe Biden, why in the world don't you get it? Don't you see?
Well, let's follow your logic. I'm raising money. If I wasn't running for office, why would I be raising money?
Well, I don't know. You know, everybody has to make decisions. I'm just asking you a straight-out Shartakian question. Are you?
And I'm giving you a Cuomonian answer. If I was not, if
so,
I was
so
not
you're
running
saying,
for office,
yes,
why would I be raising money?
Yes, doctor, I am running for a fourth term. Hello.
Have no intention. I wanted to pause to punctuate
Hello.
How you have skirted my question.
I got your question.
Okay, and you're going to ignore it.
No, I mean, yes and no. You're running for a fourth term. You plan to run for a fourth term. How's that?
I plan to run for a fourth term.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
Look, let's be serious for a second. I have been in the federal government. I was a cabinet secretary. Normally, people do that. Their careers go in the reverse. Your ultimate, your last highest position is a cabinet position. I did the opposite. I had a cabinet position. I was in Washington for 8 years during the Clinton administration. I traveled all around the world. I was with Bill Clinton yesterday and Hillary Clinton yesterday, and we were reminiscing. Did that. I've been there. I believe I'm making a difference in the state of New York. I believe that in my heart. When I look at my daughters' faces, I believe that I'm leaving this state better for them. I believe this state is doing great things at a time when a nation is floundering. I believe that. I believe we have the opportunity to set a standard of progressivity and normalcy. I know this job. I work 7 days a week at it, and I think we have accomplishments. And the older you get, the simpler it gets. I think I'm doing good things, Doctor. I believe I'm doing good things.
So that
means?
I
believe I know how to do this. And it gives me a personal sense of satisfaction to believe that at the end of the day, with all the nastiness in the world and all the politics in the world and the critics and the naysayers and the negativity, I know what I got done. And we have a lot going on now, and I would like to do it for as long as the people of the state of New York believe I am a positive.
Okay, that's a good answer. Let me ask you about the Gateway Tunnel. You went to the White House, you're going to get it?
Oh, I'm sure President Trump is just dying to be as helpful as he can to New York as possible.
So that's a no. It's not going well.
Well, I keep asking. You know me, just because
sure.
You say no doesn't mean I don't ask. I'm paid to advocate for the state of New York. I'm talking to the president about the Gateway Tunnel. I'm talking to the president about the Second Avenue subway tunnel in Manhattan extension. I'm talking to him about more infrastructure money. We need him to approve the air train at LaGuardia Airport that goes into Manhattan. So the federal government is very powerful, whether or not you like them. They are very powerful. So I do, and I still want to reform the SALT laws, which are long-term a economic dagger for New Yorkers, we've talked about many times. So, yes, I talk to the president. I talk to the cabinet members. I beseech our Congress people to advocate for us because we need help. You know, Lake Ontario, we're looking at flooding. We need federal help to rebuild that shoreline. So, yes, we have politics, but we still have to do day-to-day government work.
Yeah, but you laughed when I said, are you going to get it in terms of, you know, Trump doing anything for this blue state? You got to keep asking, right? Is that the issue?
But I keep asking. I keep fighting. I keep trying. I keep saying, put aside the politics and let's do what's right. Put aside the politics and let's do what's right.
Should the Clintons, assuming that Joe Biden is in the lead and is going to stay in the lead, should the Clintons be helping him, or are they poisoned at this stage of the game?
No. The Bill Clinton's administration, forget the – look, we are in a weird political moment. of cross currents, and the Democratic Party is trying to define itself and searching for its identity. The Republican Party is galvanizing hate. But I take a longer view, right? I was in politics, and then I was out. My father was in politics, lost an election, and then we sat on the porch together for many years. Looking back at the old days, history brings a sense of clarity, and it's a lens that I still have with me going through what I went through. Bill Clinton did great things for this nation under horrific circumstances. You think Donald Trump is being harassed by a Congress. Try impeachment. That's harassment. And he kept
Wait.
Working.
So you're telling me that Trump is right, that because there's discussion of impeachment, that's harassment?
No. I said he's complaining about harassment. He won't talk about infrastructure unless he stopped talking about impeachment. Bill Clinton went through the process and never stopped working. Bill Clinton did the exact opposite of Donald Trump. Bill Clinton actually worked harder and got more done despite the greatest hostility of a Congress. And Donald Trump is so thin-skinned that even talk of it, and he refuses to do his job. His job is to govern. You don't have the right to say, I'm going to stop governing, and I'm not going to do infrastructure, and I'm not going to do anything for the nation because I don't like what you're saying. I can't come in here, doctor, and say, you know what? The Senate, they're a bunch of clowns. I don't like what they're saying. I don't like this one. I don't like that one. So therefore, I'm not going to Lake Ontario, and I'm not going to do any flood preparation. Give me a break. This is the height of narcissism. And Bill Clinton was the exact opposite.
I got a minute and a half, and that's a good answer. There's a lot of attention that's being paid to your personal life with you guys and Sandra Lee selling her Westchester house. The press has been making a big thing about it. Is that appropriate? Should the press be talking about that stuff?
The press can talk about whatever they want to talk about. That's called the First Amendment. It's called the commercial enterprise that they're engaged in. I'm selling the house. That is, I don't know if it's newsworthy, but for some, especially in the local community, it's interesting. I lived in Mount Kisco for many, many years. When I came back from Albany, we moved to, when I came back from Washington, we moved to Albany. So I've been there for, close to 20 years in two different locations. And I love that house. It's a beautiful house. But as I said, you get to a different point. The kids sure. move out, and we have this big house with a lot of bedrooms. So I can see why people find that of interest. But look, I've grown up in the goldfish bowl of life. Right? I was a governor's son. I was the governor's campaign manager, 23 years old. I came into the Capitol, a dollar a year special assistant, and it was all sorts of press intrigue from that day.
Well, anyway, I got to tell
what I'm doing.
I got to tell you something right now. First of all, I really appreciate your, our reunion here. I think that was great. Glad you're back. Number one. Number two. You got a guy named Asapardi who's working for you. Now, he's a tough guy. He was my student years ago, and I know not to fool with him. But I was told to be out of here at 35 after. We're 22 seconds over that. So I want to thank you, but on the other hand, I'm not going to get that guy mad at me.
Two things. First, if you think Asapardi is a tough guy,
yeah.
you don't know tough. He is as sweet as they come. He's a cream puff. Second of all, I have a challenge. I'm going to end where I started. I didn't go away. It's now we're reengaged in the legislative session, and you tend to be focused more on the goings on in this business, but I want to invite you to come on a trip with me, because you can fit on the six-seater.
I'm a pretty thin guy.
To remind people that there is another side of the world of the governor's job, which is how government affects real people on real time. I'm going to take you with me. We're going to go out on a trip to broaden your horizons, Doctor, beyond the Capitol.
Does it include lunch?
Yes, it's a lunch served on the airplane.
Sandwiches?
I serve it to you because it's a very small plane, so I reach over and grab the sandwich. And
I don't eat bread.
Well, you tell me that morning what you want for lunch, and I will bring it.
Governor, thank you so much for being here. I really mean it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doctor. Good to talk to you. Okay.